What's up, folks? Welcome to ninoscorner.tv. I'm back with the ghost. Going to do a YouTube special here. Lots to talk about with the ghost. Lots of things developing. Zohreh Mamdani is still in the lead in the mayoral race in New York. We have a terrorist plot thwarted in Dearborn, Michigan, which I think was a kind of a false flag by the good guys to go ahead and start raids in Dearborn, Michigan, but that's just a theory and opinion. Also, we have other things developing, strikes in Venezuela and a UFO, folks, crashing in Area 51. So, perfect place to crash, by the way. Perfect place just to, your instruments just to go all out of whack and you make the mistake, you travel across the galaxy and then you crash in Area 51. But, so there's a lot going on here. And, oh, and Obama has been seen in London. So, Ghost, thanks for joining me.
Hey, good to be here as always.
So where do you want to start with this deep state war, man? I mean, there's just so many things brewing, surfacing. I mean, I've seen videos of the Coast Guard taking down submarines outside Venezuela. We're sending our battleships over there, getting ready to strike at any moment. Juan said weapons hot. They're getting ready to go. Everyone's saying, you know, Red October. What's November? November, November, the 5th of November. I don't know. Seems like it's all gone.
Well, when you have Barrett, when you have Hussein coming out of a certain building in a square mile of London
You're saying
several
Obama,
times,
Barry Obama.
Barry Obama, Barry, it's called Barry, with his head down, you know, trying to keep a low profile. Surrounded by guards, things like that. I guess it's Secret Service. I don't know. They'll provide it for so long, and if not the rest of his life, who knows how long that'll be, though, with the way things are going. But no, he's a key player, still to this day, and I don't know if there's still trouble in paradise with their marriage and all that. You know, and it could be how you're going to keep her quiet, keep him, Big Mike, quiet, or whatever you want to call him. But, you know, then you have, look at the New York mayoral race, and then like we were talking about, you know, going over the thwarted terrorist attack in Dearborn.
Well,
And then
before we get into that, let me knock this out real quick. Folks, get your noble
sure.
gold. Now's the time. Noble gold. This is it. Gold and silver are going through the roof. The feds are out of options, rates cuts, money printing, and balance sheet reversals. They call it policy, but it's really panic, folks. Inflation's eating savings, the job market's slowing, and confidence in the dollar is fading fast. We all know that. For decades, the Fed built a house of paper. And now it's starting to burn. That's why smart investors are moving to what's real, and that's gold and silver. Visit noblegoldinvestments.com now to get your free wealth protection kit today. Noblegoldinvestments.com, folks, get your wealth protection. It's a wealth protection kit, and it's simplified. Get over there on it. All right, go. Sorry about that. I got to do these. So,
Oh,
all
no
right, let's start
problem.
with the thwarted attack in Dearborn. See, I think this gave the excuse for the FBI to go in there and start doing raids.
It could be a situation they were watching for a while, and then okay, it's not at its danger hot point, but it might have been getting there, getting close, and it was a good time. Okay, let's just take it apart.
I mean,
And be happy
they just
with
need an
what we get.
excuse and just put it out there so that they're not looked at as they're targeting anybody or a specific group of people. As long as they have, well, a potential terrorist attack, we thwarted it. Plan for Halloween weekend, they can go in and start, you know, kicking down doors and taking names, in my opinion.
Well, and you can, I'll be honest with you, you can be sure there was some substance to it if Cash Patel, said go on it. Yeah, there's something to it. So, yes, it works. It works in many ways. And that's the important thing, that it works in many ways for them. And these kinds of things, again, along the northern states, the Canadian border, where a lot comes through that just was never covered hard enough. And a lot came through wherever they could come through to be parts of these groups and these cells and to do what they do or to sit by for months, years, and wait for their orders. Well, I guarantee you there's more than one, boiling in this country and more than one location by far.
Oh, see, I would
But
imagine Plano would be next. Plano and, Dallas, Plano, Texas. I bet there's a huge
it's
community there. I
possible.
wonder if they're going to be hit next.
You never know because the way they've kept their communities tight and keep them homogenous to the large degree, because you have a lot of differing differing kinds of people who are of the Muslim faith. So I guarantee you're going to see more of that, of the breaking up of these things. We said they were here for how long? Quite a long time. And that at a certain time they would be activated, so to speak. And they are. And we're seeing it. And I think we're going to see it in other places too. And
That
my
leads
only wish is they get them all.
me to this right here is Mamdani. Here it is. Andrew Cuomo, Curtis Sliwa, closing gap on socialist Zohran Mamdani in the latest New York City mayoral election poll. So, this guy's all the noise right now in New York, and I can't but help but think that he's a plant. And
Oh yeah.
yeah, I mean, come on. I mean, have
He's all
New Yorkers
talk.
learned nothing?
Honestly, and you talk about an exodus of wealth that has only hurt the city. In a civil society, the one thing that is a constant and a necessity is strong police forces. And with this whole move, DEI mess that we went through, and then this whole move to defund the police. Wait a minute, who in their right mind would do that other than people who want to hurt this country from within? Plain and simple. And we've, myself and many others, have been saying it for years. This is out there. It's going to happen. It's not if, it's when. And hopefully Curtis Sliwa pulls ahead or pulls it out, because he was on the forum years ago, many years ago, back in the 80s, I believe it was, the Guardian Angels.
Yeah.
When the transit police
He
and
still wears it. He still wears that
that
beret.
beret and the
Yeah.
jacket probably, and
But he just it
because
doesn't seem like he has much charisma to me. I don't I mean people are like, people love that crap.
Charisma doesn't get the job done, though. And
Exactly.
that guy, this is a
Well
man
said.
who formed many groups throughout New York City in a time where crime was running rampant and something had to be done. And when you look at someone who gets up, who didn't have to, but did get up from his chair and say, I'm going to do something about it. And they patrolled the streets, these groups that Slee was set up, and worked with the police. So the police had a lot of extra eyes and ears on the streets during this time period. And that's someone, I don't care that neither one of them has, let's say, heavy administrative experience. If any between the two of them, if anyone does, it's Sliwa. And that's a guy who's going to say, well, okay, what do I need to know? And then I'm going to find out what I need to know. And he could run the city well. compared to his competitor, who is basically all talk and no substance. And look at his political leanings. Look what he wants to do. It's all doomed to failure. All doomed to failure. All his attempts.
I just see a powerful chess piece that's been put in place that they want to put in place as this civil unrest kicks off to defy Trump. We have Gavin Newsom in California, and now they'll succeed. They're trying to succeed in having Zohran Mamdani in New York. So those are two strongholds that they'll have in our country. That would defy Trump and create more what civil unrest, try to lead to some kind of civil war.
Yeah,
Yeah, I'm just
because
saying they know where this is going. Everyone knows where this is going.
Because it's a total buffoon globalist who changes his story and lies constantly, constantly. And I spent some time out in Southern California recently, and believe me, I was surrounded by nothing but America First and patriotic people, wealthy to poor. At one gathering, and then at other things that I had to do. California, again, the propaganda machine works well for, to present California in one way. You're talking about very small geographic areas, comparatively speaking, to the size of that state. Orange County is not blue. I can tell you that much. San Diego, for the most part, is not blue. But to the north, Newport Beach and up, you have Lake City. And the entertainment business has been an operative arm of the globalists for decades. Decades. You look at some of the films they put out, and you look at who is in certain roles in the films. And the ones that were filmed in 23 and 24 that are being released now in 25, and you're going, oh my God, this is so DEI. It's not funny. And you have to have so many of this and so many of that, and so many, like take a female character, so many female characters that at least one
Has
that
to be an all-out feminist.
may or may not be a lesbian,
Right.
that kind of thing. And
Gotta have the
it's
white girl with the black guy. That's common. That's all the time. It's just
but
over and over, programming, programming, programming.
that's what it is. I mean, interracial, I have no issue with at all, that you love who you love. But the idea that they must have X amount in each one of these categories in order to get certain studio funding is a travesty. It's ridiculous. If you're not portraying, you first of all, your story's not portraying real life then. Interracial couples, yeah, there are a lot of them. So sure, make that a part of it if you want to. But then all of the other the nonsense. Yeah, you can obviously
Even
see it.
documentaries on Netflix, man. I mean, Netflix documentary, you can't trust them. Like this, for
Oh,
example.
God.
I'm gonna show you that this sums it up to me. Right here. Polar bears. Netflix presents right here. That's it. That's it in a nutshell to me.
And I'm glad we're coming out of it, though. And
Yeah.
you have, I met a lot of people who are actors and such, the ones you never hear anything from. And the reason why is simple. They say anything, or they demonstrate being of a certain mindset, they don't get work. And usually they're your better ones. And it's sad to hear it from the right from their mouths. And thank God it's coming to an end. And that industry is a tough nut to crack. because you have a lot of Chinese money in that industry now. You have, let's say, up to 50% or more ownership of the major agencies, the packaging agencies, for example, that have 51 and 55% Chinese ownership. So they're pushing, as the handmaiden for the globalists, they're pushing this agenda.
I
They're going to
heard
keep trying to push it so they can't push it anymore.
I've heard that even Top Gun, like they wanted to use, this is just what I've heard, but even in the movie Top Gun with Tom Cruise, the second one, you won't notice any American flags flying or anything like that. From what I understand, they had to like take them off the jackets and do all this stuff because I guess it was a lot of Chinese money involved, and that was during the time when obviously they didn't think Trump was going to get in there again. So it's, they try,
No, it's
or I
just
heard they
they
had to
didn't
like,
think.
neutralize the patriotism in that movie.
They
Because, I mean,
toned it
they
down.
couldn't make it about all about America. Right. That's what I'm trying to get at here. That's what I've heard.
And this is common. So, again, you can vote with your money. You can vote with your money. And let them make the least amount by waiting for it. Waiting for it
Let's
to be on your cable channels,
talk about alternative media right now. I know you wanted to talk about that. Let's talk about, this, a lot of people are coming out and saying there's this civil war brewing with the right wing conservatives. And obviously I'm seeing it ever since, the Turning Point USA, Charlie Kirk assassination, that really was the turning point. And now we are seeing a civil war brew within the conservatives. And I think it's all because of who's going to come after Trump is what is the big question mark, right? So now they're dividing the patriots. They're dividing conservatives, trying to divide that piece of the pie so that they can infiltrate the next president of 2028 and get back to the agenda, get back to business as usual. And it looks to me, there's a lot of suspects to me. You're seeing Marjorie Taylor Greene come out now, and she's on Bill Maher, and she's going on The View. That right there says nothing bigger to me than sell out right there. You're selling out. Going on The View, going on Bill Maher. When you start doing stuff like that, things that make you go, we know what you're doing. Also,
either sold out or, and they probably are leveraging her on some kind of affair
maybe, yeah.
that she may have had. So, rather than that embarrassment and hurting her career, again, remember these people, they're not there out of a sense of noble duty. They're there for self-preservation.
Well, I think she'll probably make a run for it in 2028. I'm obviously she's positioning herself for something or to help somebody. And then you got JD Vance and Erica Kirk doing a little bit longer than usual hug at the TP USA, where they were in front of, I don't know what university they were at, but she was wearing skin tight leather pants. I thought, I have a lot of, it's not sitting right. A lot of the stuff's not sitting right with me, and nothing's really passing the smell test. And then you got Candace
Well,
Owens, and I don't have nothing against Candace Owens. I like what she's doing. She's bringing a lot of this stuff, a lot of questions to the table, but she's kind of, she's going off on, everyone's going off on Trump, right? But it's really, there really is this type of civil war brewing. And I've said for 5 years, and you've said it on my show too, that there will be agitators for this time, for this moment. When they start losing control and they start realizing they're losing control, this is when they activate the agitators. And you got Nick Fuentes, hating on the, you know,
right.
hating on the people in that little that small country in the Middle East, talking about them all the time. To me, no doubt he's an agitator. You got Tucker Carlson. Everyone's fighting with each other, which this is the time we're supposed to be uniting, but yet here we are, polarized, dividing within ourselves, which is exactly would be the psyop I would run if I was a deep state.
Yeah, wouldn't you?
This is it,
And
man.
Look closely enough, you'll find the wizard and wizards behind it. I'll leave it at that for now on Fluff 2. But yes, You've had these people in the Patriot, let's say, sphere, which is the largest one of them all. You've had them in there waiting, waiting, waiting. I could say some names. I'm not going to, not on this broadcast. And every one of them were true to form. Well, expected that one, check. Expected that one, check. Expected that one, check. When none of these people, none of them, have any idea of the complexity and the minefields that the president and others have to navigate just to keep their names out of the news. Not because they're doing anything wrong, but because they could do something that may be perceived or presented. Again, the narrative writing. So they have to be very, very careful. And yes, there are infiltrators all the way up to near the president. There's no doubt about it. And again, they will show their true colors in the nearness of time. And the problem then becomes, and it's not really a problem in certain ways, is firing them, getting rid of them. And all this stupidity going on with conservative people, people of that should be of more common sense and know their limitations, know when to say, I don't know what's going on at that level, or three levels above me, or two, three, four, whatever it may be. I don't know what's going on. And stop their bickering and shut the F up and get down to business. But too many have been paid and compromised. Too many. And this is the way it always happens. My question is, I could get out there in 2 weeks and identify even more if I were traveling. And it doesn't take much. When you know what to look for. But, and then a lot of some of these, let's say, some of these individuals are, some are doing it on purpose with intent. Others are, fewer are reacting stupidly. Don't worry about the idiots. Let them make their own bed. Don't argue. Just continue to do what you do. And do it to the best of your ability. And know your damn limitations. Don't come down hard on the president and this and that unless you really know what's going on. And you really know how certain layers and departments and agencies work. And what has to be avoided and what has to be accentuated. I'm going to give you a personal estimate of the amount of people that Kash Patel can trust, for example, around him. 5, maybe 8% at most. You hear what I say?
Yeah, it's like nothing. But
Yeah.
actually, that's more than I thought he could trust, to be quite honest with you. That's actually, wow. It's a big,
Well,
he can trust more people than I can. That's pretty good.
that's as far as people in the ranks doing their jobs and doing it right and doing it for the right reasons.
Do you think a
And
lot of
that's
this stuff
very,
kicks
very,
off?
very unfortunate.
Do you think most of this stuff really kicks off when we start hitting Venezuela with strikes? I mean, once we start going in, do you think that they activate their cells here in America? I mean, I know from what I'm hearing, Border Patrol and ICE and all that, that they're taking down a lot of people, man. They're kicking in doors and taking down heads of organizations, and that's just what I'm hearing now. And I suspected that, to be quite honest. But do you think that maybe when we go into Venezuela and start hitting them hard at, their military bases or whatever, the targets in the in Venezuela, that maybe things start popping off here pretty fast? I mean, we got, Tulsi Gabbard and others moving into, Pam Bondi and others getting assassination threats. I'm hearing that agency heads are moving into military bases. I mean, they're pretty freaked out, right? So they're going for cover.
It's very real. And so you take those precautions rather than take the chance. Who's going to take the chance when you know these threats are real? And November is not, I'll say it right now. Today's what, November 1st?
November 1st, yeah.
It's not going to be a good month. It's not going to be a good month at
Explain that.
all.
Explain why this is not going to be a good month. A lot of people come on my show and make these predictions, and I man, I'm like 50-50 at these. I
Is it because they've
went down
already
from a 90%
telegraphed?
to a 50-50. Go ahead.
Because from a cryptographic level, most people don't understand. They're telegraphing it through the very articles you see. Again, you see articles that are you are wanted to see, that others want you to see, and they're not the good ones for the most part. Look at, you've got to be very careful of that, of your sources online. And you've got to look at the companies and look who owns them. Look who has a stake in them, a large stake or a majority ownership or a full ownership. And then
Oh, so
look, ask yourself why those certain headlines are in there. There are things telegraphed in these headlines and within the first paragraph of each article. And you will, if you know what you're doing, you can designate, you can find longitude and latitude and names of the targets. All right. That's as far as I'm going with any of that right now.
Right.
But that's hardcore. And that's why I'm saying November is not going to be a nice month.
So you think it kicks off in November or what?
I think it heats up more than ever in November. And
So a
if
hot
we had,
November. Let's call it a hot November.
and
Radioactive November.
if things kick off in Venezuela, then you're going to see the go signal given to a lot of these sleeper groups and a lot of these cities. You have Election Day coming up very shortly for a lot of positions, especially those the Minneapolis mayor, New York. A lot of places in the country. And you have the organized that are ready to go. They're itching to go. So it's a month where the weather is such usually that it's not that cold and not that hot throughout the country. That's just one thing. That's a secondary consideration. But look at Dearborn. I think there's definitely some there. How much and for what? I don't know. I don't care. As long as, they're on top of it. And a lot of these people are doing the best they can with what they've inherited. They didn't, a lot of the good that was done during his first term was negated and nullified in the second. And most of that had to do with Didn't have to do with, oh, bring us your poor, tired, huddled masses. None of that shit.
Well, man, if
It
you think
was
about it,
who can we get across the border, north and south?
the food's running out, snap, right? So of course
No,
this is going to be a pretty hot.
but that again, people ran with that, and you've got to be careful not to run with things and turn it into a reality or a mythology. The president has said several times, Social Security benefits, those types of things, the disability, military pensions, all of that, and SNAP benefits will continue this month. He's not going to give the Democrats what they want, what these seditious operators, aka known as the Democrats, want. And that is all this cash loaded cards and benefits for illegals. That's what the fight is about. So I say on that issue, you hold out as long as you can have to. But there is plenty of money to handle SNAP this month. It's Thanksgiving. To handle, and no matter what happens, the elderly and the disabled and the military disabled and the pension, military pensions and the SNAP and Medicare and Medicaid will continue. There's no, if you need the money, all they have to do is push the buttons. Remember that. That's how it's done. And you're the collateral, not gold and silver, none of that, not yet. Now, people out there saying he can have a third term, he can have a third term. Yeah, he can. If things are done correctly and certain aspects of the Republic are repopulated, do you know what number president he becomes? Not 48. He becomes 17th president. Think about that.
Damn. Damn. Let's switch gears for a second because I really wanted to touch on
All right.
I also think we could be seeing this, alien card be played pretty soon in the future. I know that Third Eye Atlas is I guess it's either going to be a big nothing burger or they're going to use it to play out something, unfold something, but there's already, there's all what I call predictive programming, for people to accept what is coming. They keep putting articles like this out, which I don't know if it's true or not, but allegedly there's been a UFO that crashed in Area 51. Perfect place, by the way, Area 51. But unknown object crashed near Area 51, fuels cover-up claims. A mysterious object of unknown origin fell from the sky and crashed just outside of Nevada's secret Area 51 military base. And 5 weeks later, the public is still in the dark. So I don't know, man. I mean, it looks like they're getting
Worry
ready. I
about
mean, oh,
that.
they're coming. There's a lot coming here. They're prospecting, they're probing, they're looking around. I mean, what is this? I mean,
Well,
it's all for what, Third Eye Atlas, and once that passes, I think they are going to play the alien card at some point within before 2030 for sure, I would think.
yeah, and these are little test games because Lord, this comet is showing different characteristics as an interstellar object. There's been several that it wasn't just a Moomoo. There were several others in the past 15, 20 years that have done the similar things. Each of them had a very unique signature. A Moomoo hardly outgassed at all. Was a very solid large object. This one is normally comets from our, say, Oort cloud or Kuiper belt. They come in and they have a certain iron nickel signature that's usually in balance. It's usually within the same range, a little higher, a little lower each one. And then all of the other elements that are outgassed with the water boiling and turning to steam, because there's an awful lot of ice in these things. Other solar systems form have different base chemistries. This one happens to have a nickel, high nickel content, very low iron content. Well, that doesn't mean it's an alien craft.
But I thought it was
And
making
the
some
type,
intelligent maneuvers.
well, yeah, but again, it could be the way it is out, the composition of it, and the way it's outgassing. You have the right jets on the right location, it'll move. It'll change trajectory slightly. But the type of nickel that's coming out of it is more like the nickel compounds that come out of industrial processes on Earth. But that doesn't mean it's an industrial process that's creating that particular nickel. There could have been a similar chemistry of millions of forms of chemistry where it originated that rendered that nickel with that signature. So there's right now it's actually a learning game. And the reason why NASA's gone silent, and I mean the shutdown. They're not showing up for work. They're not making announcements.
Which might have been a great,
Other
wait, hold
countries
on.
are.
Which would have been a great strategy for Trump if he was going to thwart the alien card, right? I mean,
Wouldn't it?
to just shut NASA down. That to me would have been the move.
NASA, JPL, and
Wow.
all the other scientific organizations that
Well,
rely
that's
on
something to think
government
about right
money.
there, man. That's really something to think about there. I thought about that earlier. I was like, I wonder if this government shutdown is going to help stop NASA from pushing this Third Eye Atlas propaganda.
Well, NASA, I don't think was pushing a lot of third
But they probably
three
were
eye
about to
atlas.
start.
Possibly. I'm not. Look, NASA, yes. Of course, NASA's going to lie. They have a history of lying. They're just like any other government department. They want to get caught with their pants down. They want their budget money. So they lie. So people then build it into something that it isn't. Has anything weird happened, really? In all these decades, yes, a lot of strange things, a lot of cover-ups, but there may be a reason for that. Structures on the moon, yes, I've seen the photographs, not the ones you see on the internet, and it sure as hell looks like there's something very odd there on the far side, predominantly. But until you know what it is, are you going to tell people so they can build it? Look what they do with this one comet that's showing such unique spectral properties because it's outgassing very unique forms of common elements in different proportions than others. And each one of them has basically their own signature. And then a giant mythology builds around it. And conservative and left talkers who don't understand science or who don't dig in and learn the science if they don't know it, all of a sudden this mythology builds and becomes something that it isn't. This thing's going to pass. It's going to do some weird stuff because that's what it is. And then it's going to keep going on. It's going to pass the sun. It's not going to whip around it. It's traveling too fast, over 60 kilometers per second. And it's going to be at such a distance that by the time I think it already has reached apogee. And I know people like Avi Loeb have been saying certain things. Well, he's known for saying those types of things.
Right, that's kind of everyone knows his stance, right?
Yeah. And you expect that from him. It's not to say he's wrong, not to say he's right. In the end, the data will prove who what's what it is and what it isn't, or what we did learn from it and what we didn't. And people have to understand there's certain technologies inherent with a lot of what NASA does that are a matter of national security. You don't want to tell people these technologies exist because you don't want your adversaries knowing, whether it's communication, whether it's sensor, radar, equipment, all this advanced equipment. You certain things you're just going to keep to yourself until there is such a time as you can say, hey, yeah, we have that capability. It's
Wow.
just the way you do it to make sure
Got it.
that the country's protected.
Ghost, let's finish this up on ninoscorner.tv. You ready?
Yeah, sure.
Thank you for joining me, folks, and thank you for tuning in. God bless.
God bless.